You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
Welcome in, super fans, and I'm yours truly, Mike Apex, and get over here, Maddie Savage, because we are back like Mortal Kombat, coming soon to a theater near you. That's right. What's going on, guys? What's going on, Maddie? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Mike. Doing great.
Yeah, man, it's been really hectic. I'm back live, coming back from San Antonio. I was down there, and shout out to the city down there. A lot of soccer fans, MLS fans down there, and they were getting wild and crazy. And we'll talk about it. I had a little conversation with a couple individuals, and we'll get into that a little later in the show. But, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty right now. The final countdown for the playoffs, bro. And, it's looking, this thing is getting wide open right now.
Yeah, it's getting wide open, and we were talking, and essentially, if you're in the East, you kind of have an idea of what's going to be going on. You have a good picture of the playoffs and how they're kind of like getting together, but it's literally the wild, wild west. There are so many teams that could get in. There's only a couple teams that's been eliminated. I mean, it is a night and day difference in conferences, and it's definitely going to be looking to decision day to figure out some of these teams, especially on the west, because I mean, it's going to go down to the wire, I think.
Yeah, definitely, man. And, I'm so excited. Like you said, the West has been pretty wild. We actually had an episode, guys, called the Wild Wild West earlier this season. And that whole Western Conference has just been crazy. We're going to get into LAFC, of course, because they've been on a roll. And just speaking in the East, Maddie, as you were saying, several teams have already been eliminated. So right now they're pretty much playing for, they're playing for pride. They're playing for heart. They're just playing for their super fans because ain't no way they're going to make the playoffs, right? But let's go real briefly. Let me, my Red Bulls aside, because we're on the outside looking in right now, sitting at the 10th spot. But briefly right now, sitting at the top, guys, we got the Philadelphia Union. And I'm going to call out their points right now as they're sitting. Philly has 60 points right now. They're in the lead. FC Cincinnati. FC Cincinnati is right there at 58. And then you have Charlotte FC in third place at with 53 points. And NYCFC also is pretty much there at 53 points also. I thought they were pretty much a surprise. Those guys have really been playing well in this last couple weeks here. But, yeah, Maddie, if you want to round out the bottom four.
Five, we got Inter Miami. They are sitting at 52 points, but they're one of those teams you got to look out for because with them being in so many competitions, they have so many. I think they have like four games left to play, and a lot of these other teams only have three. So they have one or two more games to play, so they could jump the table. So they're a team to look out for. And behind them is their rivals, Orlando, with 51 points. And at seven currently is my Nashville SC with 50. And we've just been stinking it up. I can't believe how far we've fallen from. I mean, we were up there at either two or three at one point in time in the season. Now we're at seven. And if we continue this slide, I mean, we could be in the play-in game. I mean, that's how much of a slide it's been. I can't believe it. At eight, we got Columbus with 50 points as well. And I don't even know what to say about them either. I mean, they're perennially a playoff team, and for them to be so low on the table, it's just shocking. But they're still a very, very strong team and very well coached, so they're always a threat. And yeah, the other play-in playoff team, or if you want to call them, is Chicago at 9-45. So they're still in striking distance, but well, remains to be seen how that's going to play out.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and just some words of encouragement for Nashville SC. You know, that's my other team. Yeah, you guys are playing like Pepe Le Pew right now, right? But I think you guys, you're about to play. We're going to talk about a little bit about that. The U.S. Open Cup. You guys are playing Austin. I think that match there may definitely give you guys some confidence and catapult you guys, you know, because you've played well all season long. And, you know, nobody stays hot all year. Let's be real. I just hope you guys go in there healthy. And, you know, that's the main important thing. Get in the playoffs healthy. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's good. I just think that we're focusing a lot of our attention and energy on the U.S. Open Cup, and rightly so. I mean, it's a chance at a trophy. U.S. Open Cup, we've talked about it. It's very prestigious. It's the oldest like tournament cup, however you want to say it, of professional sports in the United States, over 100 years old. Very prestigious. Yes. But I don't like the fact that it seems that we're sacrificing. Because if you look at our form in the U.S. Open Cup and you look at our form in the league, it's night and day different. I mean, we'll beat teams 3-1, 5-1 even in the U.S. Open Cup and then just kind of lose it at the end in MLS play. I'm struggling to keep my hair here because it seems like I want to pull it out every match. I mean, FC Cincinnati, we lose in extra time. The game this past weekend, same thing. I mean, it's right there at extra time, and I mean, you fight hard to get back in the match, and then you know it seems to just and losing at home too, not just like losing away or what. No, these are games that we're having these games at home and still losing, and that's been very, very frustrating. You're supposed to win at home. You got to win your games at home.
Yeah, this is true. But again, you're competitive. The games could have went either way, and you're talking about some of the best teams in the MLS right now. So, you know, the fact that you guys were there and, you know, on the cusp and could have won, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I know you're hard on the yard when it comes to your team. But like I say, I got a lot of love and respect for you guys also, and I'm definitely going to root for you. My Red Bulls, not so much. We have three matches left. We have 43 points. We're two behind Chicago. We got to run the table, Maddie. We got to win all three of these to, you know, hopefully get enough points to get in. I don't know. I hope we do, but I'm not going to hold my breath because I don't want to pass out from expectations.
It's gonna be tough sledding for your Red Bulls because here's your three coming up, which I know you know, but I'm letting the fans know. Your next match is versus your crosstown rivals NYCFC, who's on a tear, as you said. That's gonna be a good one coming up. That's the next match. Then the one after that is FC Cincinnati again, tough matchup. And then the last game of the season is versus Columbus. So it's not getting no easier for your guys.
Yikes. Hey, you know, it's an old saying, if you make your bed, you gotta lie in it, right? Right now we got a bed that's hard as nails right now, right? Pointed on the pointy side up. And you're right. But you know what, Maddie? I wouldn't want it any other way. No cupcakes over here. You know, we had all season to, you know, build and get position ourselves for the playoffs, and now it all comes down to this. So we'll see what we're made of. You know, let's go Red Bulls. But moving over to the Wild Wild West. Yes, yes, yes. And we mentioned earlier, guys, LAFC has been on a crazy, crazy tear here lately. The Seventh Son, of course, we know Boanga. These guys, Maddie, are just looking like the dynamic duo out here. Just hat trick after hat trick after hat trick. And I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. But for Son, you know, this is my guy from Tottenham Hotspur. For him to come over here and make the immediate impact and just get, you know, welcome with open arms to the league, to LA, to the city. And he's just been nothing but spectacular, been a great teammate. And Maddie, the way they're looking right now and the way they're playing, these guys right now are sitting in, what is it, fourth place in the West. Dare I not say these guys could be pushing for another MLS final, you know, MLS Cup final?
Yeah, for sure. Got to give credit where credit is due. You give your roses to Son, rightly so, been a very good midseason pickup. But let's give credit to Mr. Boanga, all right? My wife hates him because he plays for LAFC and she's a Galaxy fan. He has that yes, swag about him. He does his flips and whatnot when he scores his goals. he actually set a record this past weekend where he is now the first player in MLS history to have three, uno, dos, tres, 20 goal seasons in a row. So wow. Yes. So we'll get into another superstar that talked about re-signing and everything else. He could possibly do it next year, potentially. It still remains to be seen. But as of right now, he's the first player in MLS history to do that. 20 goals, three seasons in a row. So that right there is just goes to show his high level these past couple of seasons. And now you pair him, like you said, with Heung-min Son. They're looking really good. And it's clicking. Sometimes these things, they take time. It doesn't work out immediately. But for these guys, it just seems like it's like a glove. It just fits like a glove. I mean, these guys are getting it done. And they're sitting at fourth, so right now, if the playoffs were to start, they'd be facing Seattle in the first round. That would be a really good matchup. Mm-hmm. Seattle and LAFC in the first round, that you doesn't get better than that.
Man, what are you talking about? That's must-see TV, broski. Yeah, shout-out to Boanga. Man, I didn't realize that. This guy is just a scoring machine. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to watch him play when he came here into Atlanta, played the United. And this guy was, like you said, Maddie, this guy is amazing. Just high-level player who gives it his all every match, you know. And you couldn't ask for anything more, super fans, if that's, you know, that's your guy. But, yeah, so shout-out to those guys. I think they've won three matches in a row. Again, they're sitting in fourth, and let me do my top four. Let me start off again with San Diego FC. They're the number one team in the MLS right now, right? Overall, I would say these guys are in first place.
That's wrong.
I know you're gonna say Philly. No. I know you're gonna say Philly. I'm saying for me. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I know. Yeah. I know points wise, Philly has the lead 60, but I'm saying for me, right, for moi, San all Diego, right, yeah, San Diego FC.
I'll allow it.
You allow that? Let's see. I had to get it all out. Yeah, I think, in my opinion, San Diego FC, with it all being said, in playing in the Wild Wild West, right? The East is a beast, but just playing out there and taking over, you know, when they took over, because Vancouver was killing it for at least half the season, and it seemed like San Diego just kept coming and coming. And when they took over, these guys, you know, they didn't look back. They've held strong. And, you know, no disrespect to the Union. You guys are doing great, super fans out there. But in my opinion, San Diego FC is the best team overall in the MLS, right? And everything's going to play out, Maddie, in the playoffs. We're going to see what's going on, what's going to happen. But let me go down. Vancouver, as I just mentioned, have been great all year. And, man, can't say enough about them. They've been the Vancouver white hot caps, right, because they've been hot all year, sitting at 55 points. Minnesota, those young gunslingers up there. And that coach, as I like to say, has just done a phenomenal job just building from last year, coming into this season. And they're sitting at 54 points, Maddie. Very, very interested to see what they're going to do in the playoffs. I want to see how are they going to progress. And, you know, can they make it to the next level in the playoffs? Can they make it to the next round? I'm going to really be paying attention to that. And I'll let you go with the bottom half of the Western Conference.
All right. So we got at the 5 spot, we got Seattle Sounders with 45 points. And we just mentioned right now, like, they would probably be matching up with LAFC. That would be great. Number 6, we got Austin FC, who's going to be facing Nashville in the U.S. Open Cup, and we're gonna be talking about that, giving a preview. They got 44 points, and I gotta say they've really impressed lately, because we were talking about them underachieving and being lower on the table, and it seems that since Vasquez has gone down with injury, that I don't know, something's just unlocked with their offense, because we talked about them having a good defense and not being able to score, but really over the past month and a half, they've really gotten it in gear scoring goals. So they're a team to look out for. I know with Nashville playing them that it's going to be a good match. 7th in the West right now currently, we got Portland at with 42 points. And the 8th seed is Colorado, sitting at 39 points. Mm. But here's what makes the West wild, okay? So Colorado at the 8 seed is sitting at 39 points. Dallas is at the 9 seed at 37 points. So the way that the playoffs are currently, 8-9 would play each other in a play-in match. But from 8 to 11, here's the difference in points. Colorado with 39, San Jose 11, 35. So 4 points separates 8 to 11. And then if you want to go even further back than that, 5 points separates 8 from 12, because Real Salt Lake is right behind San Jose with 34 points. So you're talking about a point here, a point there, a draw, a win. All of these games going forward, if you're down the end of the table, from Colorado, this is the bottom end of the table. Colorado, Dallas, Houston, San Jose, and Salt Lake. That's 8 through 12. So we got 39 points down to 34. Every match is going to be crucial, very important. And none other than this one coming up this weekend. You asked me to find a match, right? That's going to kind of like shake up the table. This weekend, Portland and Dallas play. So both of those, that's going to be pivotal for either one of those, because you got 7 versus 9. Every point matters. This weekend is going to be a big one, because Dallas has got a cupcake schedule going forward. But if Dallas can get the win, even a draw, they got two other remaining games that they play are both versus the Galaxy. And the Galaxy have been eliminated from the playoffs. So it's just like you mentioned, they're going to be playing just for pride, whereas Dallas is going to be playing for a playoff spot. So, playing the same team twice towards the end, that's going to bode well, because if you don't play well in the first game or whatever, you can always change some things up, or maybe rest some different players to change it up. Like, there's all kinds of things you could do. So, yeah, this weekend is going to make or break for some of these teams.
Yes, indeed. It's definitely a gridlock out west. Good analysis there, Maddie. because, as you mentioned, Dallas, if they can get the win over Portland and get those 3 points, they're sitting at 37 points right now, right? That'll give them 40, and then they got to play, which I don't like that, MLS, commish. Why are these guys playing the Galaxy twice in the last, you know what I'm saying, in the last three games? I don't know what happened with the scheduling and that. I don't know if it was like a makeup game. I'm not sure. But right now it's going to work definitely for Dallas's benefit right now, Maddie. So they could potentially, you know, even if they tie with Portland and then get the others 38, 41, 44 points, they could definitely be right there, securing them even a higher seed. Because they're sitting at 9 right now. But yeah, man, if you're a super fan right now, any of you Western Conference super fans, guys, hey, get your popcorn, get your beer, get your peanuts, get your hot dogs, get your ham, get whatever, you know what I'm saying? And please, you know, enjoy these games. These matches coming up this week and this weekend. And, you know, let us know. Hit us up. Let us know how, you know, shout out your team. Let us know what's up. Because, as Maddie said, the Wild Wild West will be crazy. We will be watching. And I won't be betting, Maddie. I can't bet a dime on these guys right now because I don't know what they're going to do, right? I mean, very competitive. Yeah. And that's the beauty of MLS, right?
Well, we mentioned playoffs. We're talking about the playoffs. I had mentioned it to you about playoffs, yeah. Maybe the MLS needs to consider. I know they won't, but we can talk about it anyway because this is a good topic to just discuss. The MLS, for a long time, had 7 teams in the playoffs in each conference. And the way they had it set up was the number one overall seed got a bye directly into the second round, and then 2 through 7 had to play, you know, each other, and they did one game matches back then, and we've kind of evolved and done different things. I personally like the 3 the 3 match best of 3 for the first round, but perhaps a look at the playoffs should be take the 7 top 7. The number one overall seed gets a bye to the second round, like they do in the NFL. Have 2 through 7 play each other in a three-match playoff. And then after the first round, the second round is then one game, and then one game going forward. And then don't stretch out the 3 matches, like have him, we talked about this, have it Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, boom, it's done. You're done in 7 days, 8 days, instead of this, you know, stretch it out over three weeks or 2 weeks. Like, don't do that nonsense. What do you think about that,
Mike? Yes, yes, Mike.
Do you think that would work?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Maddie. We were talking about this the other day, and you know, I remember you mentioned it. It was an idea of yours, and you were saying taking it back to the essence, taking it back to the original, you know, MLS format. I love it, Maddie. I think it's very ingenious. I think, Kamish, if you're listening, anybody else, MLS fans, if you're listening, this is an excellent idea by Maddie. Here's why. Guys, we're playing all of these games, right? You got to play with a purpose. A lot of times, you know, it's at, I know the number's 9, and initially, Maddie, you know, and you went back and forth. We kind of, you know, bumped heads a little bit because I was like, nah, I like 9. I think 9's better or whatever. But when you started breaking it down and I started thinking about it, hey, these guys need to play these games with a sense of urgency. Every game that's played should be valued. It should be played as if it's a championship game. That's how you should approach every game that you participate in my opinion, right? And I'm quite sure you super fans would agree. But, Maddie, when you said the Saturday, like I said, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, the higher seed team, so if the 2 and the 7 were playing each other, okay, so the 2 seed will play on that Saturday at home, or the 7 seed will play Wednesday at home, and then if it went to the 3rd game, it would be again hosted by the 2 seed, right, at home that following Saturday. And then, guys, the following week, coming into Wednesday, right, Maddie? Would you have it? How would you say after that? Would you have them play Wednesday, or would you have them play not play until next Saturday? Because the top seeds would have, that means they would have sat out pretty much maybe 2 weeks. I don't know if that's, how would you say in that scenario? Maybe the first game would be, well, that's a single game elimination, right? The second round.
That's a good question. See, I think the 2 weeks, I think that would be, because I'm just going to use my team as a template, right? We got some guys and some nicks and some injuries, and if you could give them a whole week where it's just like, just mentally recover and physically recover, watch these games, see what you're going to do, and then have a week to prepare, because you know who you're, I think that would be good. Just say, hey, 1 week. You know, you're still going to be doing stuff. I mean, come on, they're professionals. They're still going to be doing stuff. But, like, you don't have to do it as hard body. You know what I'm saying? You can you know, take it easy, but without having to be so hard. It's like, pay attention, watch what they're doing in these matches, get an idea who we're going to be matching up against, and then have that, you know, week to prepare, because you know who it is that you're going to be preparing for. And, you know, I think that it would benefit. I don't think that there's a team, and if there are, then hey, then they're just crazy, I guess. I don't think there's a team that would be opposed to resting their guys after a grueling 34 match regular season. Some of them are in Leagues Cup. The ones that aren't in Leagues Cup are in Open Cup. I mean, there's all these matches and all of this, and you want your best for the playoffs. So, like I said, if you fought and you've got the number one overall seed, which is very hard to do, it just gives you that much more ammunition to potentially win the championship.
Yeah, I totally agree. It gives you purpose, right? Like you said, you worked that hard to get the number one seed, whether Eastern or Western Conference. Hey, you earned the right to get that week and a half or whatever off, right? And then I would say coming into the second round, I would say that Wednesday, in my opinion, they should play that Wednesday rather than wait until Saturday to play that game. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, that would be, because I don't like to see the number one seed. I don't want to see him 2 weeks, Maddie. I don't want to see these dudes. That's too long, in my opinion. Then they're starting to get a little, you know, restless, and guys aren't as sharp. And, you know, it could work. It could be a double-edged sword, Maddie, because the teams that are playing, let's say you go a three-game series and they're coming in hot, they've already been challenged and they're very competitive and their juices are flowing. They come in playing one of these top seeds that's been sitting on their butt for the last 2 weeks. They might come in there and upset them, you know. But so it could work either way. But I definitely love your idea and format. Commission, if you're listening, super fans, you know, hit them up, you know, get in the comments and let them know. And it's just, you know, we don't want any hand. Look, this ain't the NBA over here, guys. We don't want any handouts, all of this, you know, extra playing stuff, teams that's been trash all year. Now, all of a sudden, somebody's giving them a you know, an opportunity, air quotes, to make the playoffs when they didn't deserve it, right? Playing lackluster all year. But Maddie, I think you're right. That Super 7 sounds good. Definitely, yeah, something to look at.
Well, if you don't like them waiting too long, the 2 weeks or whatever, this is gonna sound like I'm being a MLS retro fan over here, but they did do, before they went to the three matches and whatever, they did the home and away on aggregates. And so basically you just have the two. So back to your analogy where you're talking about the Saturday and Wednesday. So you could still do that. And so what you do is you'd have the home team would play one match home, and then you take that score, and then you take the second score of the game, because you would definitely play two games. And then you take the two scores, and then whoever, you know, has that. So then you only play the two. And then that following Saturday, you would play the one game. It would just be single elimination. So, like you said, the number one overall seed would have a break for the whole, you know, that could maybe be a thing. But then you'd get away from the three-match best of series sort of thing. And it's still sort of new. So if they were to go away from it, I don't think that too many people would be opposed to it. I like it, but it may not be for everybody. As far as, like you said, you want there to be a reason for having the number one seed. Because look at last year with Miami. They got the number one seed, got beaten the first round by a play-in team. And as much as we love to see it, I'm pretty sure the commissioner and everybody else is looking at this and saying, hey, this gives us a black eye. We don't need this to happen. We need the number one overall from both conferences. We don't need them to get knocked out in the first right. round like that. It needs to be harder. We need to see them further in the playoffs. And this is a way for them to do that.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's still, look, overall, the MLS, the great thing, Maddie, we don't have a competition problem, right? We don't have that. It's just that they're kind of tweaking and bending certain things and trying to make it, you know, I guess more enticing and appetizing to the fans. But we just got to keep it competitive because that's what it's all about. And I definitely agree with the idea. I think it's, like I said, yeah, I think it's a great idea and something that could be definitely beneficial to the league as a whole. And, I just want to throw in this real quick, super fans, before we get into U.S. Open Cup. So I'm looking here, Maddie. We've been hearing a lot of word about Messi and check an article here with the Miami Herald, and apparently Messi is close. They haven't given the particular numbers yet, which we know is going to be crazy. Okay, fine. Messi is deciding to stay here in the MLS, Maddie. He's found a home over here. You know, he hasn't won an MLS Cup yet, and he's getting a lot of respect from me. He's showing me that he's a competitor. He's not going to tuck tail and run. Just because he hasn't, you know, it hasn't been, you know, biscuits and gravy over here, right? But Messi's meant so much to the league as far as getting a lot of, you know, new super fans involved in the sport, in the game. And, I think this is great. This is a win, definitely a win for the MLS, Maddie. What say you, Broski?
Yeah, I'm glad to see, you know, I kind of give a little bit of a hint to this earlier in this episode where I was talking about Bwanga. But yeah, if Messi continues his form, he's already at 20, you know, he won the MVP last year, had 20 plus goals. He's got 20 plus goals this year. If he just continues that form and doesn't, you know, get injured or gets plagued with injuries, missing time, and he's going to be missing time because of the World Cup. Let's just be real. But if he can continue this, you know, limited playing, but still scoring, you know, seems like every game out, it's a brace. If he can do that, then we'll have our second season of 20 goals or more score in two in consecutive seasons. That would be crazy for the league.
Yes, and I think currently he's sitting at, 22 goals right now? And shout out to, I think he's at 22 goals, and shout out to your guy, we're going to get into those guys next here, Mr. Sam Surridge, who's at 21 goals for Nashville SC. And shout out to Messi. And Mitch, speaking on Surridge, let's transition into the U.S. Open Cup, Maddie. That's been an object of desire for your team. And as you said earlier, you've been a little disappointed here lately. But as I've said, I think you guys, the talent and the, you know, you guys have just played so well all year. I'm looking at this U.S. Open Cup as a proving ground, a barometer for you guys. And I think it's going to catapult you coming into the playoffs. Going against Austin FC. But yeah, go ahead and speak on it. Talk a little bit, preview these guys.
All right. I'm glad we're playing Austin because this is now the second edition of the Country Music Cup. That's what I like to call it, because Nashville is known for country music, but Austin is also known for country music. So this is the Country Music Cup, right? The first edition was last year. Well, that was the first time that the two teams played each other. And it was just a regular season match. It was at Geodis, and we lost 2-0. This one's going to be at Q2, but a lot more is on the line. So this one's going to have the Open Cup as the prize. And as I mentioned, Austin, they have a very good defense. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the league defensively. And here in the last month and a half, they've unlocked their offense. Owen Wolf has been really been taken off. Make sure I'm saying his name right.
Mm.
Making sure, because the Wolf brothers, they got a bunch of them. I'm pretty sure it's Owen Wolf.
Fouling over there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Owen Wolf. Owen Wolf has really been taken off. And he's unlocking the offense. But their big name, big money players have been coming through. Uzuni's finally clicking. You also got Bukari. They're starting to play like they. Whenever they went out and got these guys, they're playing more like they expected them to play. And mix that shot in the arm offensively with the defense, my Nashville guys got to come with it. Last couple of matches, we just come out. The first half, we'll be, you know, playing well. We'll do some things and seem. By the second half, especially towards the end of the game, I don't know, we just seem gassed. I would love to see some rotation this weekend from us to play some of our guys that haven't played, just so that we have a good, fresh roster ready to go versus Austin. Like I mentioned, this is a big matchup for my Nashville side. U.S. Open Cup on the line, so... Hope they can get it done, because if we don't win the U.S. Open Cup and how we've slid in the regular season in MLS play, it won't be very. I know the fans and myself won't be happy, because we'll probably be in a play-in match, if that. I mean, we're gonna have a slide like that, and it's gonna be we're gonna be talking about our season. That melted down, not, oh man, we're back. The Nashville 2.0, we're back.
Yeah, I understand. I hear you. Like I said, I'll try to stay positive, because I think you guys are the better overall team. Man, I know you, Maddie. You're very humble when it comes to your team, and I appreciate that. You don't like to gloat. You know, brag and all of that. But, you know, you guys, to me, overall, have been a better team. And as you said, the country music matchup. And shout out to Austin. You know, we've been in a truck. I've been there a couple times. Party down in Austin, down there, downtown at that, I guess that's like a Riverwalk or whatever down there. Lady Lake or whatever that is right there. Bunch of bars. And it's crazy over there, man. You know what I mean? You can get your drink on and get your... Yeah, I guess your achy breaky, what is that? Whatever the dance they do all out there, country dances on. So shout out to Austin. Definitely a great host. They hosted the All-Star game earlier this season, correct? And now these guys are hosting the US Open Cup. I'll say this about Austin. The last couple games, because we saw the match they just played here against Seattle, right? They beat the Sounders. Great match, right? Uzuni, right? I think he kicked the game. He scored the game-winning goal at the end. They've won a lot of close matches here, Maddie. These guys have been like the cardiac kids, and that's a sign that I like to see, right? Anytime teams can come through in clutch moments, crucial times of a game, especially against a top opponent like this, I have to take my cowboy hat off and salute them, right? As you said, they've been very, just last couple weeks here, they've been playing very good. They've been coming together as a team. This is when you want to start, you know, just like we said, getting healthy, getting stronger, getting prepared, mentally prepared, getting locked in for the playoffs. But saying all of that, they ain't got nobody over there, in my opinion, this is my humble opinion, that's matching up with Mukhtar and Surridge, right? Both of those guys have been double trouble, Superman, Batman, you call it, you name it, whatever. Yeah, it's been a long season, and I know you guys have had a little lull. You guys have probably got a little bored, and you're playing a lot of matches. But as I've said, this is the third time. This U.S. Open Cup will catapult you guys, in my opinion, into the playoffs after you beat Austin IFC. It's going to be a great match because they're playing in Austin, so it's going to be a great match. Going to be a great atmosphere, super fans. However, if I were to bet on a match, I might put a couple bucks on this. I don't know. I'll see.
Well, Mike, I got to agree with you. I think that the stars for Nashville will show up, and I hope that everybody, you know, gets their popcorn out and is ready to go because the U.S. Open Cup final October 1st. Let's get it. I'm excited for another final for Nashville. And like I said, between those two, I mean, I think Mukhtar's got 15 and Sam's got 21 or 22. I think it's 21 on the season. Yeah. So between those two, maybe even, I don't know. We'll see. The only thing I don't like about what Nashville's got going on is our dependence on those two. I like it better when we have a full team assault. I know BJ Callahan will probably say the same thing. Like to see goals from everybody. I mean, Alex Will, he hadn't had a goal in a couple of games. Now would be the perfect time to have a goal. And a couple of other guys on the outside, Johnny Perez, that would be a good one. So we'll see. But again, it's going to be our DPs versus theirs, essentially, with Ozuni and Bukari, and your goalkeeper of the year pick in Stuver, who's been playing, you know, basically on his head some games. So it's going to be a good matchup. Yeah, I'm anticipating it already, and we're still, you know, a week and a half away.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, the key is you guys, like I said, you guys have been excellent at home, right? So now what you got to do, Maddie, is take that same energy on the road in Austin and turn it up another notch, right? Because that's what it's going to take. And as you said, you're going to need the whole team's effort. But again, in my humble opinion, your stars are going to be the difference, which they've been pretty much all year. Defensively, you guys have been very, very stout. And your guy Zimmerman, he's that dude. Walker Zimmerman is definitely that dude, right? Defensively for you guys. And I think that's going to be definitely, you know, you're on the road. Defense is key. I think you guys don't have any problems as far as scoring and whatnot. You know, as you mentioned, maybe one of the other guys can get opportunity to score and help out. But defense, if you guys hold that down, Maddie, I don't see Austin, having a chance. I mean, it's going to be a close match. These guys have been tough, fighting tooth and nail these last couple games and earning their way into the playoffs. So, yeah, you guys will get back on your you get back in the saddle. And that's on October 1st, super fans. Thanks, Maddie, for the update on the game day, and I'm definitely going to be watching them and checking out those guys.
And I love, but, I like the fact that you've given Walker Zimmerman some love. He's been out with a knee injury, so hopefully he can be back fully healthy because we need him. We do need him on that back line because, I mean, he'll help solidify the defense. But much love and respect to Jason Palacios, who – when we picked him up at this offseason, I was just like, who's this guy? Mm. Like, you know, guy from Colombia, don't know much about him, but he has been a very good pickup. I mean, the way that we've changed our team with Eddie Tagseth and, you know, picking up some of these other players around, but Jason Palacios was a very under-the-radar pickup that I mean, he's once he started playing, he hasn't got off the pitch. I mean, he's been, you know, he was a kind of a rotation center back to starting most every game now. I mean, that's the difference that he's made.
Right, right. He's definitely been a pleasant surprise and, you know, a great pickup. Give your front office some credit. That was a great pickup, right? You know, you roll the dice on some of these young players, you bring them in, and, you know, I think the key is knowing what fits your team, what fits your club, what fits what you're trying to do, not just going out getting a talented player, per se. And, you know, you can get anybody out here that's so-called. All these guys are talented, but are they going to fit? And he's just been great for you guys thus far. And like I said, and I mentioned Zimmerman, got to give him props. I think that's part of the reason. His absence is part of the reason you guys have been, you know, losing some of these games, which close games, which you could have should have won, in my opinion, right? I think that's been a key. And like you said, I noticed that, and they haven't, you know, the mainstream, they ain't going to talk about it too much. But, you know, I saw that. So, yeah, definitely looking for him to come out there and make a big impact. And this last, like I said, guys, the final countdown coming down to the end, and he's going to be key, you know. Definitely. But, yeah, Maddie, so moving along, I was, as I mentioned earlier, we're out there in San Antonio for a couple of days. Boop graduated, finished her AIT, and we were out there having fun and enjoying the authentic Mexican food. And, you know, we were watching some MLS in the room, and I actually was at a sports bar watching the fight. Shout out to Canelo and Bud Crawford. Great fight. I didn't bet, but I was asked by a couple family members. We're watching matches here, Maddie, and this is the second week in a row. Because when I was up in Cincinnati, I had a fan, a Cincinnati FC fan. I was like, delivering at Kroger up there. He said the same thing, but my cousin was talking about, yo, I'm confused. I don't understand what this offside mean. It's confusing. I don't, you know, he was like, kind of, you know, we're watching the match, and I was trying to explain it to him, right, in layman's terms, because it seems simple. It's, you know, the way the rule is stated. But Maddie, we've been to a lot of these matches live. We watched so many matches, you know, and followed soccer for years, and it always gets kind of, you know, it's like a little gray area right there.
Yeah, it does take a little while to get used to the rule, because I got to give a lot of credit to the side officials for making the calls, because I'm be honest with you, I couldn't do it. I really couldn't do it. And it is a judgment call on their part. In the Premier League, they have like a automatic VAR, you know, VAR check. And what it takes, I guess they do like a little snapshot, and then they see if the player is getting an advantage. But in layman's terms, an offside offense is whenever the pass is made, the offensive player cannot be ahead of the defensive player in any way, whether it be by a toe or a shoulder or any of that. You have to be equal or behind the defensive player when the pass is made.
Is this the last defensive player, not counting the goalie, because we're on the attack, yeah, right? And the goalie's there. Mm-hmm. So the last defensive player before the goalie, right?
Right. Yes. The last defensive player. You can't be mm-hmm. ahead of the last defensive player. Now, wherever that defensive player is, whether they're marking you or, you know, D-ing you up, or if they're over to the side or whatever, you can't get an advantage and be ahead of them. And that's where those referees have got very good eyesight to see, okay, it's, you know, either he's got a slight advantage or he doesn't, and he raises the flag and then it's offsides. I will say this, though, Mike. What would help out a lot, a major for the fans, but this is for the new fans especially. If as soon as the offside of the player is found offsides, if the referee was to raise the flag and then they stop the play, a lot of these controversial plays, they'll let them play it out, which is so stupid. If it's an illegal play, then it should be done. I mean, like a flag in the NFL, right? If it's an illegal play, a lot of times they stop it. Occasionally, they'll let them, you know, get a free play, et cetera, et cetera. But most of the time, if they were to just raise the flag, all right, play is stopped, it's a legal play, the opposing team gets a free kick or something like that afterwards. Too many times, the referee will raise the flag, or they'll be like, oh, he's offsides, but the referee hasn't raised his flag yet. I'm like, if he's offsides, he's offsides. Let the... You know, you're wasting time and potentially getting guys hurt. But for the fans listening to our podcast, so yeah, it's the offensive player cannot get an advantage on the last defender. That's not the goalie. The goalie doesn't count in that scenario, but it's the last defender. So yeah, it can be confusing at times whenever they're very close and they're really tightly to the defender, and it's like just a slight hair advantage. He might have a foot ahead on his defender whenever the pass was made. Then yeah, it can be a little bit confusing.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Maddie, for clearing that up, because and you made a great point. That would stop a lot of the confusion if they stopped the play. Because, as you mentioned, we've seen, I don't know how many times, right? They'll let the play keep going, Maddie. And that's where it gets me. It'll piss me off at times. And, you know, as you were saying that, I was visualizing. Let me put in a basketball term, right? In basketball, we got what's called, you know, somebody cherry picks or snowbird. You know how they won't get back on D, they'll run out, and then somebody passes out to them and they get an easy layup or something like that. That's almost like what it's equivalent to, right? It's like they're cheating on the other end, getting a unfair advantage on the defense, right? And, I agree, because I'm visualizing this. And again, Maddie, thank you. You sent me a clip earlier, with Holland. I got Eric Holland, the superstar. We already know what it is, guys, super fans. You know this guy's a great player. But you sent me that clip, and I mean, which one? I mean, I think it was on the third point scored in the match, and this guy was so far ahead. You sent that. He was like, this was just blatant. 5-6 steps ahead, super fans, and I watched it, and even maybe go before that, he was offsides also. I looked at that situation, and the way I take it, Maddie, is because he's such a great superstar, because, you know, they were already up 2-0, ended up scoring 3-0. Are they giving these superstar players the benefit of the doubt? Is this, and I get it, superstar players, they're going to get treated because they're going to get the benefit of the doubt, but Maddie, am I to expect this come the playoffs? Or am I to expect some of these kind of, I don't know, bad offside calls or missed calls in the MLS? Because I don't know.
I hope not. Let's let them deal with that over there in the Premier League, because that was a really bad one with Haaland. I mean, he was a good 5 yards ahead of everybody else when the pass was made. It was really bad. I mean, how do you miss a 6-foot blind Norwegian just running through the middle getting the ball? I mean, it was crazy, especially in that match, because the match you're referencing was Man United versus Man City, and that was the, you know, Manchester City derby. I mean, all eyes are on that weekend, on that match, and it's just like, how do you miss that one? But, it just goes to show that it doesn't matter the sport. Referees are humans. They're going to make mistakes, and that was a one that they definitely made a mistake on. And he's so good, he made them pay. I shouldn't say made them pay. I mean, he took advantage of the situation with them not calling it. That goes to show – your referees have got to be on it every match, every pass. You can't just, you know, go go looking at the pretty blonde in the stands for half a second, because, you know, the pretty blonde that you were looking at in the stands and the blonde that, that got the pass, you'll miss it quick.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, the funny thing is the announcer, he didn't even bat an eye. He didn't even, you know, I know he saw it. He just let it play out. Oh, great call by Holland, you know. I'm like, dude, what? Come on.
Yep.
You know, I get it. But you're right. Let that stay over there in the Premier League. The MLS, you know, we got our own brand of soccer over here, and we want to keep the integrity of the game. And as you said, Maddie, that's a tough job for the sideline ref. I mean, that's a tough job. Trying to, you know, it's a judgment call. And I've even seen them go back to the, you know, replay. They'll go back and look the play over, and they still will make the wrong call for it. We've seen that, Maddie. You know, and that's crazy too. So, man, I just, like I said, we're here counting down to the end, and man, I'm just getting so excited, and I know it's going to be a lot of great soccer, and man, Maddie, it's going to be a new champion this year, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, this officially will be a new champion with the Galaxy being eliminated from the playoffs. So. Yeah, the last month of the season, this is gonna be an interesting last month and a half. We're ready for it. I'm ready for playoff soccer. I am.
Yeah, definitely, Maddie. And I will definitely come through and watch a couple of these games with you. We're gonna, you know, have a couple beers and you know, we're gonna have fun enjoying the matches here, guys. But anywho, it's about that time, guys. Thanks again for joining us. Super fans, you know, keep doing your thing. Keep supporting. Keep coming out, showing love. Maddie Savage and I, we're going to keep rocking. We're going to keep bringing it to you guys. And you know, like I said, we're going to keep it authentic. And we're going to just keep representing the sport of soccer and, you know, globally. You know what I'm saying? Because not just MLS. NWSL, USL, Premier League, Bundesliga, whatever, you name it, we're on it, guys. So, anywho, peace out, super fans.
All right, you knuckleheads, we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us and showing your support. Become a part of our community by subscribing to our SoccerCast. Hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. Peace.